This June, Oklahomans will vote on State Question 788, a ballot initiative to legalize medical marijuana. With a vote just weeks away, the discussion is heating up.
State Question 788 will create positive, progressive change in Oklahoma.
It is not good for Oklahoma. It is not good for our children.
State Impact's Joe Wirtz and Jackie Fortier discuss some of the big questions people have about cannabis legalization and what effects it's had in other states.
We are talking about State Question 788, medical marijuana in Oklahoma. Everybody will not stop talking about this thing.
So it's a ballot initiative. People will vote on it this June, and it would legalize medical marijuana.
And people have a lot of big questions about this thing. Explain to me the basics.
So Oklahomans over the age of 18 would be able to get a medical marijuana card if they want to, but it would require a visit to their doctor. The doctor would have to decide if they need it, and they'd have to sign a form. The patient would send the application, a $100 fee, and that signed form to a regulatory office, which would be set up within the Oklahoma State Department of Health.
A lot of concerns and questions. One big thing we hear a lot about is DUIs. If we legalize medical marijuana, more people are going to be driving high. Is that the case in states that have legalized medical marijuana?
The short answer is we don't know. There was a study by the Department of Transportation last summer. It was presented to Congress on marijuana and impaired driving. And their conclusion was really that they don't have enough data to clearly understand the effect. I reached out to Sam Cole. He's a spokesperson at the Colorado Department of Transportation, and really just asked him what Colorado's experience has been.
Really, when it comes to impaired driving in Colorado, alcohol really dominates. We see close to a third of all fatalities in Colorado that involve a drunk driver. That compares to about 8% for marijuana.
So he says alcohol is still the main problem when it comes to DUIs, but that doesn't really answer the question about whether or not DUIs on marijuana have increased after medical marijuana has been allowed.
No, it doesn't. I mean, nationwide, we really just don't know.
Another thing a lot of people are concerned about is kids. We legalize medical marijuana, maybe more kids would try it, would get into it, and we'd see more marijuana use among young people. Is that happening?
Well, again, it's all about data collection, and we don't know nationwide. Colorado is one of very few states that does a randomized survey of middle and high school students every year. They ask them questions about drug and alcohol use. Now, the interesting thing about this is they've been doing this survey for decades. So they have data from before marijuana was legalized and then after. I talked to Dr. Daniel Vigil. He manages that program. And he said that they hadn't seen an increase from before marijuana was legalized to after.
Based on our largest youth survey, marijuana use did not increase from before to after medical marijuana legalization.
What about the money? If State Question 788 is approved, medical marijuana would be taxed, there would be fees.
Yeah. If it's passed, medical marijuana patients would pay a 7% sales tax whenever they buy marijuana. That would go to fund the state's regulatory activities. So the idea is that it pays for itself. And then if there's a surplus, 75% would go to education and 25% would go to the State Department of Health for drug and alcohol rehab programs.
Any idea what that surplus might be?
We don't really have an estimate right now because we're not sure how big the marketplace would be.
It's important for people to know when they go vote on State Question 788 that what they're voting on is not what actually might end up in the law, right? I mean, the legislature can change it.
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting. So medical marijuana is statutory. So even if it passes, the legislature would be able to amend it with a simple majority vote. Now, signatures are being collected right now to get recreational marijuana on the November ballot. That's a constitutional.
And that's different.
Yeah, exactly. That's a constitutional measure that requires more signatures. But if they do it and it passes, the legislature wouldn't be able to amend recreational marijuana because it would be constitutional.
A lot of people have a lot more questions about this, and we're going to continue to try to answer all the big ones. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.